Proclamation number 7389, dated the August 12th, 1959. False Christs and Prophets. Apparitions of Mary. During the short time which is still left to you until the end, much is yet to happen, which time and again will draw your attention to the fact that my proclamations are justified for the Scripture, that foretells what you will be able to observe if only you take notice, will fulfill itself. And I told you, pay attention to the signs which precede the near end. Single quote. For there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets. Single quote. The name of Jesus Christ will be misused by associating him with apparitions produced by my adversary in order to deceive those people who are only too quickly willing to assume a divine origin of the manifestations. And an indication of these kinds of apparitions rests in the fact that they all originate from a place where particular piety is being displayed, where Jesus Christ to some extent merely contributes towards the glorification of the Mother of God. Thus the latter is the motive for an appearance which intends to take credit for being divine, although Jesus Christ is mentioned and indeed acknowledged by the Mother of God. She nevertheless seeks more honor and acknowledgement for herself than for the Son of God. This is a first-rate game by Satan, which is so well camouflaged that it is only rarely recognized as a deceptive image by the adversary, and which therefore is also more likely to be acknowledged than the fact that Jesus speaks to people himself, and as a result he is not recognized in his word and thus rejected. The word of God, which comes directly from above, is not recognized by people as the Father's voice. On the other hand, they instantly accept an evil spirit manifesting himself and don't recognize him as a false prophet, despite the fact that his word does not correspond to the pure word of God, since he promises people long life and prosperity. And such words are much rather believed than my pure word from above, which predicts an end to the period of salvation and constantly admonishes them to prepare themselves for the last days. For the opposing spirit will not announce these last days. He will confuse people by promising that they still will have happy times ahead if only they worship the Mother of God, who is used by my adversary in order to conceal deceitful prophecies behind her back, which sound more agreeable to people than the pure truth from above. The messengers of the pure truth, however, are made out to be false Christs and false prophets. They are even denied the truth of their predictions, for the pure truth is only desired by a few and only recognized by them as such. But attention has already been drawn to this in the Scriptures, and thus caution against false Christs and false prophets. But where, in that case, are people looking for the right prophets if they negate everything that provides them with an insight about the events of the last days? They gladly hear when it is claimed that an end is questionable, when everything is negated what is announced by God's messengers in advance in order to warn and admonish people in the last days. They are the false prophets who don't want to accept the pure truth and who time and again appease people by disputing a near end. Even the people who regard God's love as incompatible with the fact that he strikes earth with unusual kinds of judgments, and who therefore also try to influence their fellow human beings' minds, belong to these wrong prophets, even if they are of good will and also strive towards good. But they lack realization, the knowledge, which stage of spiritual development humanity has arrived at and why God will intervene when the deadline granted to humanity for achieving full maturity has expired. God's love is always at work, even if you humans cannot understand that, and God's love admonishes and warns people in good time and refers them to these unusual events, so that they will have time to adjust their lives appropriately, so that they will be able to justify themselves at any time if these events suddenly overwhelm people. And these admonitions and warnings will always come from above. That is, God will address those people through the Spirit who are voluntarily receptive to the voice of the Spirit. And thus purest truth is conveyed to earth, and these messengers can never be regarded as false prophets, for they only pass the pure truth from God on to people. The fact that people don't always like these predictions nevertheless does not entitle them to discard everything as lies and errors and attack the truth and with it the proclaimers of the truth as false prophets. Humanity cannot be informed in any other way than through the Spirit of what is about to happen very soon. God Himself cannot instruct people in any other way about the last days and the end than through His Word. Hence these proclaimers will not find credence, while belief is granted to people who proclaim a long life in prosperity to their fellow human beings and talk about a spiritual turning point in terms of humanity's return to faith and to God. They pretend to be saviors themselves, who dismiss every end-time prophecy as being anti-divine, who thus expect earthly progress together with a spiritual ascent for humanity. They harm people insofar as that they deprive them of their accountability by claiming that the work of improving the soul is an important and only ever place earthly interests into the forefront, until one day the end will come upon humanity and they will be called to account in total immaturity, with the result that they will not have reached the slightest degree necessary in order to enter the kingdom of light, and the only fate open to them will be a renewed banishment into solid matter, which is precisely what God is trying to prevent with His predictions through seers and prophets. You humans should not spend these lost days irresponsibly. You should know that not much more time is granted to you and that you can still make good use of this short time if you believe and are of good will, if you listen to the prophets which time and again are sent by God's love to cross your path in order to save you from ruin, from the fate of a new banishment in the creations of earth. Amen.